Tonight's Fame with People Bryson and Jim Brickman. My heart belongs to you, and you are still tuned in to Rise FM Evenings with your radio madam, Fezile Manzini. We're having a conversation about something that has sparked a lot of controversy across the country, and it's very evident on the different opinions on social media around this particular issue, mainly the issue of foreign nationals having access to public health care facilities. With the question of the evening being, do you agree that foreign nationals should not use public health care, and why? It's quite tough, and I say that because we have a lot of campaigns within public health care that I believe we had made a lot of progress on. And when there's no clarity and everyone is simply, you know, venting around this issue, kuba neconfusion. As to say, is this Afrophobia? Are we saying we don't love our brothers and sisters from the rest of the continent? Or are we saying sikhalange compliance because we do contribute to public health care? Now, one thing that we need to understand, mainly that is a concern for me, is that we have HIV and AIDS campaigns, which I had already mentioned, because I believe, Gutsi, we've reached a milestone, because we are now at a point where we're talking about, you know, if a person is undetectable, then it means no transmission. And that is a success. Now, the reality is that we have relations. And if those individuals do not get access to treatment, hey, yeah, we'll have an even bigger problem than just it is what it is. Because now we'll continue to have relations with them. But now the spread of HIV and AIDS is going to be another challenge that we're going to have. Now, one thing we need to understand is that in South Africa, everyone, including foreigners, is entitled to free primary health care services at government facilities. This right is enshrined in the South African Constitution, which guarantees access to health care services for all, regardless of nationality or legal status. While primary health care is free, higher levels of care may be subject to fees, especially for non-nationals. Now, these are conversations that I feel we need to have instead of to say, compliance where foreign nationals are concerned. What makes them compliant? What makes them qualify? So that they understand that, and we also understand. But it's very disheartening when you see videos of people simply saying, apparently, ematliniki kusibukala asingeni ukuthi wena lo muntu lo boyfriend yakho kumbe kwenze njani uma ngasiwala e South Africa kaphumela inini. But now uma asasela phela inini angakafiki na ku reception, how then are we able to establish ukuthi u compliant or akasi compliant according to what we consider compliance? We want to say tricky, and it's going to send a message that says, "Guti vele siti asfuni akzi ijo compliance." Gunga gong temin. Let us engage. Dialogue is very important. Let us engage and let us be clear on where we stand, so that even those that are in support in the country of guti know. Velocity compliance. Now, but understand, ukuthi asithi wonke umuntu longa siwala cha, sithi longa si compliant, if that is where we stand. Now, you will let me know on the station's Facebook page, do you agree or now uthi Fezile nami ngikhalanga compliance? If it is an illegal immigrant, it is a no. But if it's someone lolana ngalokusemthethweni and maphepha akhona, then agendelo fanele kwendeke. If there's a small fee, lefanele ayikhiphe, agende njalo, naye asitakale. You let me know and we'll continue the conversation in a moment, but for now, it's Thames, me and you. Rise FM. It's Rise FM with Kanye West, Flashing Lights, and you are still tuned in to Rise FM Evenings with your radio madam, Fezile Manzini. We are fixing the country. Sizama kwehlisa, hey, lelaka ngoba I know. And, you know, when we're all up in arms, it's very, very difficult for us to have good dialogue, healthy dialogue. the use of strong language as well in addressing this issue is also very, very embarrassing, which shouldn't be the case, because if you've got an important point to get across, I believe you can get it across without resorting to certain language. Now, a few things that I'm going to be getting into. Not forgetting the question of the evening if you haven't answered. Do you agree that foreign nationals should not use public health care and why? Let me know on the station's Facebook page. It's RISE FM 943. But when we speak of primary health care, basic health care services like those offered at clinics are free for everyone, including foreigners. And emergency care, no one can be refused emergency medical treatment regardless of their nationality. Pregnant women, children, and refugees. Pregnant and breastfeeding women, children under six, and refugees are also entitled to free healthcare services at public clinics and hospitals. Cost of higher care. While primary care is free, higher levels of healthcare like hospital services may involve fees for non-South Africans. Medical aid. Foreigners can also access healthcare through private medical aid schemes similar to South African citizens. Implementation. While the law provides for free primary healthcare for all, some reports indicate challenges in consistent implementation, particularly for non-nationals due to various factors. And I think some of those are what we are raising. Kusilabanye, they are not documented. Yakubona nje, chaos. But also, njengoba bengishilo, dialogue, bafethu, dialogue. Asisekho ku-apartheid era. I believe kuthi as young people kakhulu, we can get the point across. We can come together and say, you know, umangabe, there is something we want to engage with leadership on. Let us be given the platform. Let us engage in a healthy way. Civil hlangothi labo nathi sifundiswe ngaloku mhlambe lesingakwadi. Nabo basilalele kuthi our concerns are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, so that we can arrive at a resolution. But being up in arms, hey, right now, there's potential for a war. Brewing. And that's not what we want. We don't want to end up destroying infrastructure and setting ourselves back. And njengoba bengishilo, there are campaigns that benefit us a lot, especially those around HIV and AIDS. And we need to address issues around those as well, to say, njengoba sesinebantwana nabo, njengoba sinebudlelwane nabo. You know, how do we ensure that we don't set ourselves back as far as the progress that we've made? Umasikhuluma ngokuthi umuntu maka undetectable u akakhona ukutransmitter le virus, nabona basebavana nathi, lokusho ukuthi tinkinga lesibukene nato around those kind of relations are issues that now involve them. How do we ensure ukuthi akubi nenkinga khona lapho? Uyakubona, all of those are conversations that I strongly believe need to be had once sonke we are in a state where we are putting our arms down and we're saying, no, we're not fighting. We want to engage. Nabo basho ukuthi, okay, kahle kahle nyalo. Uma nithi niyalwa nilwela ini, ngikuphi la nihluleka khona, ngikuphi la nathi sithi we are not willing to compromise. I'm going to be getting into your comments in a moment as to whether you agree that foreign nationals should not use public health care and why. Why is that? Let me know on the station's Facebook page. It's RISE FM 943, and you know what to do. It's RISE FM with Phila Koshin, Love Back, and you're still tuned in to RISE FM Evenings with your radio madam, Fezile Manzini. And I asked on the station's Facebook page, it's RISE FM 943, do you agree that foreign nationals should not use public health care and why? And this is what you had to say. Bear in mind, we want clarity, we want dialogue, we want to engage leadership. So this is what you had to say. The legal one can make use of public health care facilities, not the illegal one, because they don't pay tax. Nosipho Precious Twala, when we say African unity, we mean to remain together, but also respect and honor our neighbors' country laws. I truly believe South Africans don't have a problem with foreigners, but we are against those who are here illegally and not abiding by South African law. South Africa is under attack. So many illegal foreigners are accessing free health care and getting 3-course meals in jail. That's our tax money. could go to building new schools, improving our healthcare, and creating more jobs for South Africans. Hopefully the government can take this matter seriously. And I hope kutsi na doti hlobo dethu dieva kutsi asisho kutsi sinenkinga nani kumba sinthanzi. Sitha kulandzelula umthetho wala ekhaya ngoba siyalimala thina lesibhadala i-tax. Ntokophi Mhlanga uthi they must not use our public hospitals and clinics and use private facilities. Ngoba nyalo thina as South Africans, we are forced to take medical aids because kuhlala kugqwele bona. Ay, yeah. Itaf. MG Mkhatshwa, into ebalulekile ukuthi kulandelwe umthetho ngoba umuzi nomuzi unomthetho wawo. Akuhlonishwa umthetho uma mina ngithi indoda ayingeni kwami nekepisi ungangibangeli umsindo. In my case, I don't have a problem with them using our facilities, but they need to obey our rules as South Africans and they must pay for every service that they get. Muzi Kezo Kulu Utsi, as long as they are here legally, then I don't see a problem. Ntokozo Gaise Nonina Utsi, no, I disagree. People should not be deprived health care, but there should be regulations governing that, like paying for that service. Some countries have strong laws when it comes to foreign people in their countries, but here in South Africa, everyone is treated equally at the expense of South Africans. Maybe it's high time our government starts prioritizing its people as well. Tandega Pearl Gwebs, it's illegal foreigners. Sifuni clarity. Ngoba remember njengoba bengishilo utohlangana kuphi nandivuna nkulu utomchazela ukuthi ugwadeleni ngoba sibona sonke sekuliwa abantu sebavala emgwaqo labanye sebavuka baye emakliniki bathi hey asifuni lana lo ungavakali ukuthi ukhuluma njani asifuni lokho sifuni clarity nabo nabantu abato sikhulumisa as a response to the things that we are raising babe bathi ukuthi these are the issues that we've raised and if we do not give you a platform on Rise FM, on the media, for you to engage on what the issues are, what is affecting you, kutsi nikhala ngani, ngiphi lenye indlela that we will be able to open communication between the two, where there's no fighting, because nyalo, ngale ndlela kungayo. It something is brewing and it is something that I do not like and I don't think that it's something anyone should like ngoba sinebantwana and it can cost us a lot because at the end of the day la kusekhaya kumoshakalelwa thina akumoshakalelwa labedekto kutozama impilo laba ngabaleka bona babiyele laba biya khona kodwa kuyosala thina nale damage iphindze coste thina futhi ukuthi sicale phansi silungise and get back on track so I'm happy with the fact that we are open to engaging, which is what I want, for us to learn to engage and to engage in a healthy way so that we do not lose the valid points ngoba sesitheneke off ngenxa yenhlamba nemsindo nanani cha esikhasini lesiningi imsindo awusithi. But healthy communication really does get the message across and it does give us a way forward where we will find ourselves finding a possible solution to the problems that have been raised. It's Rise FM. On the